this Einpot on the Tail, and this Nakuda we spoke about yesterday, last night, that I'm seeing that I want to try to understand it from a different angle and understand a little bit of the, more of the Teichen of it. We said over yesterday, Rakeach, that says that there's Lamed Vav Neiris because of the Lamed Vav Shos, that the Ur HaGonis was Shoilet. We explained whatever Malach we had in understanding the Nakuda, the fact that there is Ur HaGonis and so on. We spoke yesterday. We spoke more about the where the metzias of things that are genuzim in the bria and how it affects the people. What I'd like to try to understand a little bit today is more what is the mechus of the Ur HaGonis. In other words, the Ur HaGonis is a type of Ur that's not usually that we don't have, and it has obviously some sort of teichin that we're not familiar with. I'd like to a little bit tell Zechmo on what the Teichin is of the Ur HaGonis. Also another Inyan, it says by the there's an Issur Melacha on you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the Ur of Ner Hanukkah, you're not allowed to do Melacha Kinegda. It's a Shaila if only Melacha that's Choyl, or Melacha that's Kodesh as well, Machlokes Rishonim. But the two reasons given. One reason is to delineate the fact that it's mitzvah, because Neiris are, there are a lot of Neiris in the house, somehow we need some way to delineate its mitzvah. A second reason that's brought, which Shmuel brings, is because since it's Doima Lemeneira, so we treat it like a Meneira, like the Ur of the Meneira. Lechur, there's a problem with that. There's a halacha that there are three things that don't have me'ila. Kol, Mara, and Reach don't have me'ila. Now, Kol and the Rama brings all three halacha, it's a Gemara. The Mara part is something that is shayach to, the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is the Mara was if a person is Nana from the Yoifi, the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalmi says, the Taisa brings Allah, and I don't see that where somebody's Chaylik, doesn't say anywhere, that Mara is talking about an, using the light of Beis HaMikdash. It says that, the Yerushalmi says, the Taisa brings Yerushalmi that in Sukkah, it says that Isha was Mevareres Chitin in the Oyer of the Avukas of Sumer Sheva, even though it was Shemen and Psila of Kodesh. Or Becholza is the halacha is that there's no Me'ila because it's part of the din of Mara Eva Me'ila. That's just Mara. So if it doesn't say, to the best of my knowledge, it doesn't say anywhere Mefurish about the Meira, but if the halacha that you can use the Oyer of the Sumer Sheva, even though it's Kodesh, it's Psilis and Shaman of Kodesh, you can't use it, you can use it to be Barachitin. So Lechur is the same halacha to apply by Menorah. So if in Menorah there's no Me'ila by Ishtamshus, because Mara has no or has no Mila, so by Menorah it should also be the same thing. In as much as it's Daimet to Menorah, it shouldn't be. And it doesn't even say, there's certain Yanim it says, that it's einenin ve'ein malin, that it's also rabbanin. Ishu bereru schiften mashmos is l'chadchila, just like you let it be nana from the yoifi l'chadchila, and so it's modna. If the time is dumi de menaira, then what's the pshat over here? Why is there an issa to mishtamish the oira? There's another inyan of oira over here that is brought down. It's a medrash by us. It says, in the parashas Vayeshev, so Chazal say, Chazal quote a pasuk, the medrash quotes a pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshev Machshava, is rabbis, I don't remember the beginning of the pasuk, but the lashon of the medrash is that the Achim are Oisik b'mechirosoi shal Yosef. Yaakov is Oisik b'tzairoi. Yehuda's Oisik v'lekuchei ishtoi. It says Yaakov and Yosef are Isaac Mitzrayim, I think. Yehuda is Isaac Belukuche Ishtay. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Isaac Livroi Oyrosh Mashiach. Because this is Galgulus is the beginning of the Halach. It's interesting, first of all, the Lashon here is Oyrosh Mashiach. In other words, we're not talking only about Mashiach itself or already about Mashiach itself. We're talking about something that's called Oyrosh Mashiach. And the contrast is, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, where's the contrast? It says everyone's busy doing his things, and let's say they were busy with other things. I mean, everybody's always busy. Nobody creates Oyrosh Mashiach. It's not the pshat they were neglecting their duty, Kiyula, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing his thing. I mean, everybody was busy. There's something here. Chazal are contrasting the fact that Yaakov is also Yosef is one thing, the Acham Isaac in the second thing, and Yehuda is Isaac in the third thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Isaac Yosef Mashiach. There's a contrast in what each one is doing separately to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing over here. This same Yosef Mashiach is also brought down in the Shem Lamor. It says in the Vikhuli in Truma, it says Zov and Kesef and Choshes and so on. It says Shem Lamor. So the Tosis, the Das Skenim Baal Tosis brings down that each element is connected something else, and the Or is Shem Lamor is Kineged Oyrosh Mashiach. That's what the Kineged Mashiach, like it says in the Pasuk, Arachti Ner LeMashiachi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Arach Ner LeMashiachi. So there's also, as again, there's a Ha'ara within the Inyanim of the Beis HaMikdash, in everything is Kineged something else, within the Oyr of Menorah there is a Kineged of the Oyr of Mashiach. And that's a modern zach. So I want to try to understand it in a much deeper context. What is the oyer? The Menachem Mendel Mishklov, who's the greatest Talmud, says a word that the oyer of the oyer of Mashiach is the oyer that's koilal. It's the seventh. He brings down different horrors in the Bria, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, the seventh, which is Koilal all. I want to explain it in the full context of that Inyan. First of all, it says there are three places that have the same type of Inyan. It says in Bracious that there was an oyer of Bracious that Adam was Seifa Ba Mi Seifa Oilam at Seifa Oilam. That a person could use that oyer to be Seifa Mi Seifa Oilam at Seifa Oilam. So the Mahus of that oyer Agonis is an oyer that's Seifa Mi Seifa Oilam at Seifa Oilam. That is one place. Second place, it says by the oyer of, it says an Uber. An Uber is the Mei Imov. And there's a near Dolek al Roisha, it says that the Malach teaching him Torah, but it says that the Malach was there's a near Dolek, like it says Behila near Alei Roishi, and it says that the Oyer, and he's safe with that Oyer, is Seifa Oilam at Seifa Oilam. And he sees the Seifa Oilam at Seifa Oilam. That is a second Oyer like that. It's also a get of an oyer of gracious. In the third place, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him, before he died, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him no. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him on Rosh HaPisgah, and he told him that, Aleh al Rosh HaPisgah, and I'll show you the Eretz that was Maftiach for Ovis. So it says he showed him Kol Don and Kol Naphtali. The word Kol is written by every single one. And Rashi says he showed him each piece completely. In other words, b'mei shalvasa, b'mei churbana, b'mei shalvasa. I once, it says somewhere, because I don't remember offhand, that he showed him the whole Eretz together. He showed him the whole Eretz, all sides together. But definitely, there's a hadgasha in each chelek that he told him, kol Eretz this, kol Eretz this, kol Eretz that. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't cut corners, he showed him everything. And Rashi is madgish that. That's what Rashi says, kol, meaning in every Gilgal it would go through, in Shalvasa and in Churbana, that's the kol over there. And that's what he showed him. What was the point of showing him that Eretz Yisrael? I mean, it's almost taunting him, saying, listen, you can't go there, but you're going to see how wonderful it is. What was the nekuda of that year? So the Megala Mukus of Nosan Nota Shapira, extraordinary, going out there and the Kubul Omay Piyosa, he wrote Megala Mukus, one Sefer HaChumash with tons and tons of Niflidika, very amplistic, the Muslim and things. He also wrote on the Schan alone 252 Oifanim and explaining the Indian of a Schanan of Moshe who wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, not going to, and so on. He says that the Indian of Moshe Rabbeinu seeing Eretz Yisrael was to be Megala the Eretz of Mashiach. He couldn't quite take him to go into Eretz Yisrael, the Poel bring the case that he couldn't, so that Moshe couldn't do. But the Eretz of Mashiach is the Indian that he brought to him. So by says there is an Indian of Eretz for Mashiach, not like different. In other words, it's another dimension in the Yemos Mashiach. It's another dimension in Yoni Mashiach is Eretz for Mashiach. And the fact that you see it three places in Briyas Olam, there was an Or that was Masayf Olam at Seif Olam, in the Tziras Ha'Uber. In the Bracious, in the Ratios of every Uber, there's an Oyer that's Misayvon Saifoilo. And at Yisrael, the Ratios of going to Yisrael, in other words, when Kleisel was still a Tzur of an Uber, Klapi, going to Yisrael, there was also such an Indian of an Oyer of seeing the color Oretz, color Oretz Atoli, color Oretz Don, color Oretz this. It was a Oyer of from one end to the other end, Oyer. Vadovay Medor Sheni. In the Chushei HaAdam, there is a profound difference between the Chush of Re'iyah and the Chush of Shmiyah. L'toyv is Re'iyah. In Chush HaShmiyah, it Be'achreach requires piece by piece information. I mean, besides trei kolos loy mishtamed as the chaviv, shoma v'zochar cannot be said together, unless, except for Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the oizen ein echol shmoya v'pelo echol daber. It's not only the pshat that you overload the circuits of the ear if you have too many people talking in one shot. That's not the avon of it. Or the mouth has only one pesach. Mitzad the toichin hadava. It's not possible to have more than one bit of information being processed, because the nature of Dibur and Shmiya go through Mahalchit Bina. Bina is where you take a thing apart logically. So if a person comes along and tells me a story that's a complete dilbul of 100 different things, it's nothing. The information is worth it. Let's start from A. What happened first? And what happened second? And are you sure about the third thing and the fourth thing? It requires step by step, because Shmiyah is connected Bina, and that's the Mahalach of the Chush. The Mechush is a Chush that needs to be Mesada Dova Dova Alefana. It says in Vayigash, we'll see, it says, the Chazal say, Dava Dova Alefana. A person who says things step by step, logically speaking, means that the steps are well delineated and clearly connected, and the order is correct. So there's the cause, the effect, the hemshech, the seif pasik. That is dibur. The word chituch hadibur means something. Each piece has to be cut. Each letter has to be clear. Each sentence has to stand and say something. And each sentence has to follow the other sentence logically. That's the mahalach of speaking. Ri'iya is toifes vasachas. When you see something, you see the entire picture together in one shot. And it's one of the reasons why people have a hard time when I see somebody and someone asks me, okay, what does he look like? It's incredibly hard to give it over because the re'iyah was bas achastik and the dibber has to be dava dava leifanav. By its nature, I can't say, well, he's great. That's very nice. Tell me, what does he look like? Very impressive. But tell me what he looks like. So reluctantly, you start cutting pieces. You say, you know, he stands tall, he speaks clearly, whatever, you know, he looks honest. Whatever it is that you want to say about him, you're going to say piece by piece. And you'll always feel that you shortchanged the description because the pieces somehow don't add up. It says in Shashir, Madoidech midoide yafa banashim. What is it that you see in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And she starts off with a whole litany of David Tzach Ba'odayim and Shukov and Amudov and Tzavarov, and then finally says you know, Kulo Machmadim. There's a Chikav Amtakim B'Kulo Machmadim. There's a Kololistika. I can't, you know, there's also Kulo Machmadim. It altogether, the whole picture is extraordinarily striking. It's extraordinary drawing. That's the description. I gave you all the pieces. I gave you a piece what the Raglov looked like and what the Shukov looked like and what Savarov looks like and what Meyov looks like and what Kvutsoysov, everything. I described to you in detail and I still don't have it because Kulo Machmadim. It doesn't fit into the Olam of Dibur and Shmir. It doesn't somehow give itself over piece by piece, and therefore it fails. So we have two extraordinary chushim in the Bria. We have Koyach HaDibur and Shmir, which is the Koyach of Mahalach, of piece by piece, of logic, of Bina, and the Bina works best the more you can separate the pieces, and the more you see piece by piece, that's a sharper contrast. You understand much better if I take the event and I break it into further events. The further analysis gives me a much better handle on the token of it. Whereas the Korach Ariya is kol the whole thing in its entirety. Seeing parts of it is not good enough. Eidos have to see the entire Maisa. The Eidoria have to see the entire thing. They can't see two different events. Ria requires seeing the Klolius event, and the Emes of Ria is in the Klolius, and the Mela, you have the whole thing together. The truth is that there's in the contrast between the two, each one has a Mela and each one has a Chisar. If I understand bit by bit, piece by piece, then I don't really see the forest. I see each tree, I don't see the forest. And that's a chisaron. So I know a lot of nekudas, but I don't have a klolistic tfisa on everything. That's the problem with that. On the other hand, in re'iya, a person can't really be toifis well re'iya. Unless a person is on a darga, for instance, somebody who's very, very autistic can live with the image, this looks good, this doesn't look good. That's it. I can't explain to you why, but this is right, this is not right. For anybody else to have a tefis in it, he needs to break it down into sichus component. don't you see, there's a heavier color on this side, the colors quite don't contrast, there's too much emphasis on an unimportant event. I need to explain to you, for you to understand why this picture is better than that picture, you need to see the details and get a piece-by-piece understanding. So anything which is a Baal Chisaron, Re'iyah alone does not give it. You need to have a Tfisa in it, a Tfisa Sichlius, which requires Shmia, explaining piece by piece, and so on. That is the correlation between Re'iyah and Shmia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the first Oyer had to be an Oyer of that's Seifa Miseifa Oylam at Seifa Oylam. It's not the Pshat that it was such a strong light, so good that it reached all the way around the world. Oyer Be'etzem goes Miseifa Oylam at Seifa Oylam. That's the Metzius of Oyer. Oyer, if it's not Miseifa Oylam at Seifa Oylam, it's not Oyer really. That's Choshech. Real Oyer is Miseifa Oylam at Seifa Oylam, that's the Metzius of the Oyer. And the Neila HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Ha'ara. That's the side of the Bria is a Ha'ara Miseifa Oylam at Seifa Oylam. That's the Oyer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world, the Rishayim can't cope with it. No, it's someone who's at Tzadik Gomer. This is it. He sees it, that's it. A person who's very, very ruchnistic and tuned, he sees what's right and immediately does it. For most people, you need to explain why this is not good, why this is good, why this is better, what's good about this, what's not good about this. The Mahalchis Seichon Tfisa for Rishayim, the Oyer of Yisayfa Elam at Seifa Elam is not a good Oyer. It doesn't sound niklat well, and it doesn't work well. And therefore, you need to go to other Mahalchim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be goynes that Oyer because it wasn't useful for that. The Uber, when he's born, is also. When it says that there's a Nair that he sees me Seifa Elam, Seifa Elam, and it says the Malach learns with him Kola Teira Kula, it's the same Inyan. A Kola Teira Kula is not a quantity. Like, listen, you're not doing anything anyway, you might as well learn through, and the Malach's a great teacher and very few distractions, so you're able to learn Kola Teira Kula. Kola Teira Kula means it's a different type of limud. In the world where there's an Oyer that's Holech me Seifa Elam at Seifa Elam, Teira is Kola Teira Kula. It's the entirety of Teira. That is that's the way in which a person, it's the Nakuda of Bracious in the person before he goes into this world, and then it becomes a world of pieces. The Malach, the Maral says that what stops the Oyer, Miseifa Elam Atseifa Elam, the Malach says it strikes him and he gets the Koyach on his mouth. The Maral says that's the Koyach HaDibur. Koyach HaDibur is Be'etzem Astira to Miseifa Elam Atseifa Elam. Anything that has to go with Mahalchi Dibur and Shmia needs to go through Mahalchi Bina, and automatically it has to be sliced into pieces. This is, there are Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and each Seder has Mesechtes, and each Mesechtes has Prokrim, and each Prokrim has Sugyas, each Sugya has Mande Omrim, and different Stodim, and Iboy Amos. That's Mahalchi Dibur. And when the Malach strikes him on his mouth, the Maral says it means he infuses him with Koyach HaDibur, until in the womb the person is Shoysik. That's what it says also over there. He can't talk. It means he's Menutuk from Mahalchi Dibur, and the truth is, when a child grows up, the first kufa before he speaks, he absorbs things in an interesting way. Because he can't speak, he gets pictures. And sometimes a person looks back later and first begins to understand the picture left a certain ration, but when he's able to deal with it and understand it bit by bit, piece by piece, that's when he's first able to sort of cope with it. This was that. But generally speaking, he had an impression first, a general impression, and then he has to kind of logically sift through it and analyze it and see what it is. That's Yetzirah Adam from his Sheirish. And then the third time was Klal Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael was a Mahalach of Reishis. In other words, this was going to be the Mahalach of Klal Yisrael going out into the Metzius of the world. And B'meila, Klal Yisrael going into the Metzius of the world meant, if had Moshe Rabbeinu gone with them, that would have been Mahalach Geula. He couldn't go in. So you needed to have a Re'iyah of Misayif Olam, Atzayif Olam, to be Das Chol of that. Moshe Rabbeinu was Toifis as Yisrael in its entirety. That Re'iyah was the Re'iyah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Tzina made him that the oyer that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking, what the Megala Mukis says, it was the oyer of Mashiach. The ha'ara of the oyer of Mashiach is that ha'ara. It's the ha'ara of seeing the things, seeing the klolis. It's the oyer agonis. The oyer shel Mashiach is the gilui of oyer agonis. That's the definition of oyer shel Mashiach. It's that same oyer. If you have those two mahalchim in the Vriya, so Baal Korchach, that if the Kli in the Beis HaMikdash that shayach to it is the Menorah. So when I say the Menorah has, there are two inyan. The Oren is also Isis Nura, there's an inyan of Oren, we spoke about yesterday, but in the Menorah is the most blatant Kli of Oren. So Baal Korchach, in that there's going to be that type of Oren. It says that Aaron was this Chalash Daitoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Shalcha is the Oilam Kayim. So even though the Pshat is, even though the Menorah is Chorov, but the Ha'ora of the Menorah is Kayim L'Oilam. That's the difference. There's a Chanukas HaMizbeach, the Chanukas the Chanukah of the Bayis was two forms. There was a Leida, a Bepoeldeke Meise of Chanukas HaMizbeach, Chanukas HaNasiyim. That Chanukah is bottled, just like a child when he dies. The Meise Leida is gone, in a sense. But there's another Chelik to Leida, which is that Oyer that's Meseif Olam, Atzayif Olam. That Oyer that's Gonos has its Mokah in the Menorah. And B'meila, he was told that it would be Shelchaz is Kaim Loilam, even if there's a mixture of Chorav, but the Oyer Agonis by its nature, just like Moshe Rabbeinu Surat Yisrael in all its Gilgulim, in all its Mahalchim, there's a Oyer here that is always there, and B'meila it cropped up again by Nes Chanukah. But Mitzah, the Mitzias of the Oyer, it's a Kaim Loilam, because it has no Hefsekas, it has no Gvulis. So B'meila, let's go back to the Yonah we touched on. The Oyer of the Oyer Agonis that's in Chanukah is the same Oyer as the Oyer of it's the Oyer of Mashiach, it's the Oyer of Bereishis, that same Ha'ara. It manifests itself in two oifanim. In other words, where do we see a nafgemina, so to speak, between istaklus of our agonas and istam istaklus? That's what Chazal said in Bayeshev. Yaakov and the Shvatim were the first time Avram was one, Yitzchak was one, Yaakov was one. Yaakov becoming Shvatim, he began to spread apart, to diversify, to be mispatzel into different oifanim. Kol oy the Shvatim were together with Yaakov, there was one unit. So it was still Yaakov Ubanov, basically, but it was one. In fact, they had 12 children, but it was one household. The crossroads of everybody going off and doing something in particular was here. And that's what he says. The Achim are being Oisik in Mechiras Yosef. That is one split. Yosef and Yaakov Asik B'tzairah. Yehuda's Asik Ruchapanav. Each one is being Isik in his Nakuda, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Isik in Liver Erev Mashiach. This is where things split apart. Kol Oid Klai Yisrael was one mamish, then they were shayach to that oir. The minute it started branching out and splitting apart, then they parted ways. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Isik Ba'ir Shal Oilam, Ba'ir Shal Mashiach, is that ha'ara, the one that keeps alive, so to speak, the ha'ara of Mashiach, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad. The oir started just like a light, when a prism breaks it into parts, each one loses the flavor of the full light, each one becomes its own gavan. This happened over here as well. And from now until Achrus Hayomim, there never would be an oir of Mashiach in one place, cannot ever be, because it was splitting into different gavanim. That's why here you had Chashivas of in the Menorah, it says all the oirs had to be doile keneged the oir emsoi. The oir amaravi was never cover. That's this thing you were talking about. In oir, you have the echatimts of the oirs combining into one oir and it becoming a ner that's never cover loila. Anything that is a bit and a piece and a part splits apart. And it only has a certain time frame to it, where it's the combination of all the iris, that's where you don't have hefsik. So the nair itself, that was its mitzvahs. But it's nogea also the flavor in the chazal here, that the tamadava is that in our tfisa of hashgacha, we're always confounded. Now, people ask a lot of times, should they think about Hashgacha? Something happened to me, should I think about it? So certainly, in a minor way, we're supposed to think about it. But the problem is, real Hashgacha is playing an awesome play over here. And I'm asking you, what's this guy doing? Moshel Ma'adav Daima, a person who has some sort of visual degenerative disease, and his field of vision becomes very narrowed, and he's watching a play with somebody else, and he sees a guy dressed like a soldier, and he says, what's this guy doing? Well, this guy's only part of 100 actors. He happens to be shooting somebody, but what's important about it is somebody else is watching what he's doing, and he's going to want to get revenge, and he's going to this and that, and so on. So let me look at the guy who wants to get revenge. He looks at a guy, he just sees a guy looking out. But I don't see it. I see this, I see this, I see this. Our problem with the tfisa, a person looks at events in his life piecemeal. They happen piecemeal, and we don't have a broad vision. So every single piece we've done, if right now I don't feel well, I must have done aver, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punished me, I shouldn't feel well. Maybe, but there's so much more. It's part of how does this affect something else, and how's this happening, that happening, and there is no point. We can't. From the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going as the Oyer Rishon, the Oyer Beishis, from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Memayet the Ara, from the time that a person goes into this world, it is piecemeal. Tough luck. It's piecemeal. There's no real. But the first thing is at least understanding. A person's life is not. A person's life does not become bits and pieces. Oh, how's this going to affect me? There are a thousand things that are going to affect you. Do what's right here, do what's right here, do what's right here. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is painting a very big painting, a lifetime painting, and we are extremely. We can see one pixel at a time. So we're limited. Understand it. When a person grapples with Hashgacha and things, where am I going? What's happening? Why this? There's a big mahalach, and that's one havana and tefisa. The second inyan is it says there's one place that's restored. It says Torah, a lot of Makairis that Torah is the Makom where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going as the Oyer. But there's something in particular. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Parshas Truma, that anyone that's loy by Leilois by Raisa, a person who works at night, who harvests at night learning, is Moshech HaChut from the Oyer HaGonos. The Pshat, in what does it mean he learns at nights? The Chazal say Shabeach, somebody learns at nights. The Rambam says something that Ma'abirach Leilaisav. Laila, in a normal rhythm of a human being, daytime is the active time. Nighttime is off time. Quiet, goes to sleep, and that's it. It's nighttime is a time of when it's so a person's life is compartmentalized between Tkufa of Oyer and Tkufa of Choshech. The Havdolah of Oyer HaGonos is the compartmentalization in a person's life. So a little bit this, a little bit this, a little bit this. The first major division of a person's day is day and night. The Adam Yetzei Lepalosai Boiker and Erev, he comes back. Boiker and Erev at first. Torah in this case means it becomes all, if you learn at night, in the sense that Chazal meant it, it means that it's all encompassing. That a person did not impose boundaries on his learning. If a person says, okay, I've got to say it from 10 to 12, from 9 to 12, from 9 to 1, from 9 to 2, I think I was told over a Talmud of the Rav, the Brisker Rav told me once that the Brisker Rav, you know, in those days when they gave to Chacha, it wasn't direct, but it was kind of the Rav told him, I don't understand, he said, you know, when I was a Bacha, we never had a Seder for more than 3 or 4 hours. 3 or 4 hours long. But a whole day, I my mind was occupied with the Rashba. He says, you know, the 6 hour star, Yeshiva 6 hour star, but once the Gemara is closed, it's closed. He wasn't philosophizing this girl. He was telling this person in particular a ha'ara about him. You know, there's a smother, but the question is, how much does it occupy the person? Hasmud is not about learning a lot. It's about the entire mitzvah of the person being tyrannic. The entire mitzvah of a person, if somebody is a big goyim, and he can learn in 4 hours what I can learn in 14 hours, and he learns 4 hours, he learns 6 hours. But if I learn, if my entire mitzvah is permitted with Torah, then I have access to Oyer HaGonos and he doesn't. Oyer HaGonos means the understanding that Torah is everything. The understanding that Torah is a complete perspective on the world. That's the Oyer HaGonos. And that's what the Zohar says. Today the Chetimtze is that anyone is Oisik Balelois, which means he doesn't create boundaries at Torah. If Torah is bounded, then it's just another element of the Bria. Then you don't have any Oyer HaGonos in it. Because it's Metzius is a clearly defined area of activity. A person who is shayach goes past boundaries, that learning, that quality of learning is shayach to Oyer HaGonos. If we talk about it on a practical level, we're not talking about learning long hours at night, because you know, a lot of times the person doesn't think well, and he's not learning well, and he's just mooching, and it's not this, not that. That's not where I think the Nisayon lies. The Nisayon lies at a time like this, like when it's dead, empty, off time. The person himself has no need to take a break. But it's like, it's not learning time now, it's downtime. This is not the time for learning. That's, for us, the Nisayon of this type of Oyer. For a person who limits his Oyer, for a person who limits his Torah to times, then it's a limut. It's a limut. And it has no shaykh to Oyer HaGonos. A person whose mitzias is, I'm not tired now. I don't need a break. I don't have anything that's doichet Talmud Torah now. So I'm in the sugya again. What's the problem? It's nobody else is here. It's officially off time. So it's officially off time. It's officially not Seder time. It's officially not Seder. But imposing a calendar is being mafkia the site of our agonis for learning. The person who is matmiya himself completely, the person who lets his home mitzvahs be there, and whenever there's no reason not to be learning, then of course then that's his mitzvahs. That type of person has a shayichus to our agonis. It's not the pshat more, it's not the pshat better, it's a shayichus to an entire different world. And it's a world that enriches everything else. The pieces somehow begin to fall into place. If a person first has an overall view, like when you always say a mashal, when you do a puzzle and you first see, even for a second, the picture of the entire thing, it's so much easier to put the pieces into place. If a person wants to get a general, the hair of things, a more kolistic vision, a bird's eye view, it lies in this aragonis. And it's a zman now that is mesugel fit. The ha'ara is menorah is a ha'ara of shalcha kaim la'ilam, and this ayir is the shayrish of Arshul Mashiach arachti ner l'mashichi.